Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When you hear the word Pharisee, what is your automatic reaction? Do you think of all Pharisees as being dogmatic, narrow-minded, and hypocritical? That many of the Pharisees fell into that category cannot be doubted if you believe what Jesus said on a number of occasions, notably what he said in Matthew 23. But there were honest, hard-working, sincere, and devout Pharisees. Nicodemus, the Jewish scholar who came to Jesus by night, was a Pharisee, and apparently a very sincere seeker after truth. John 3, 1. The greatest missionary the church ever had, and a man as honest as the day is long, had been a Pharisee. Will you please give attention to what Paul said about his background? I was circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and a Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Philippians 3, 5. Paul explained to King Agrippa, my manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among my own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify, that after the most straight sect of our religion I lived the Pharisee. Acts 26, 4 and 5. But had Paul been honest when he lived as a Pharisee? Paul told the Jewish council, men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. Acts 23, 1. Jesus knew the hearts of the Pharisees and judged many of them to be hypocrites. He understood that many of them were teaching the truth, but were not living it. In his famous discourse on the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, he said to the multitude and to his own disciples, all therefore whatsoever the Pharisees bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not after their works, for they say and do not. Matthew 23, 1-3. Our Lord addressed the problem of Pharisaical hypocrisy in the Sermon on the Mount. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5, 20. The righteousness of Christ's followers had to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. The word exceed means to overflow, to go beyond. The word is often translated abound. How should the righteousness of Christ's disciples exceed or go beyond that of the scribes and Pharisees? Should they do more good works than the Pharisees did? Should they be more strict in their personal behavior than they were? Many of the Pharisees were very diligent in doing good for their fellow men. They were also very strict in their conduct, sometimes being over-scrupulous. Our righteousness should exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees because of our motivation to please God, not to appear righteous unto men. Our Lord was not condemning all of the Pharisees' works or their devotion to the law of Moses, as I have read to you from Matthew 23, 1-3. But he realized that many of their works were done to make a favorable impression on their fellow human beings. In addition, they often stressed the easier requirements of the law, such as mint, anise, and cumin, but omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. They were not called hypocrites for offering mint, anise, and cumin. Jesus said, these ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Matthew 23, 23. Christians are obligated under God's law to follow the Lord's instructions about worship, doing good works, and being holy in conduct. We are not to neglect any of the Lord's commands. Did not Jesus say, if you love me, keep my commandments? John 14, 15. We thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.